The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Many of us have tried to teach our parents to use a smartphone, but it's not easy. You become the 24/7 help desk. Sometimes it becomes a bonding experience, sometimes not. But now, a young entrepreneur has come to the rescue of low-tech seniors. More after this. Justin Bugard of Torrance, California, spent 3 years living with his grandmother, Betty, to save money after leaving college.
I taught you how to use the TV. You taught me how to put the toilet seat down.
He also taught Betty about rideshare services like Uber.
It's cheaper, for one thing, and no tipping.
But to use Uber, you need a smartphone, and like most Americans over 65, Betty didn't own one and wasn't about to buy one. And that inspired Justin to figure out an ingenious solution. CBS's Chris Martinez got a demonstration.
Justin developed GoGo Grandparent, a service that connects seniors to app services using a traditional touchtone phone.
Hi, thanks for calling GoGo Grandparent.
Betty showed us how it works.
Press 1 to get picked up at your home.
A recording on the line guides the caller to the service they need. Employees at a call center set up the Uber ride.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Joan Carney has a smartphone, but only uses it for calls. She doesn't know how to use the apps. She uses GoGo Grandparent to get a ride to the market.
Is this Jose?
And just like that, driver Jose and passenger Joan are off to market. No smartphone necessary. She'll pay the usual cost of the ride through a credit card kept on file and 19 cents a minute for the cost of the dial-up service, which, by the way, is staffed exclusively by so-called professional grandchildren who either live with or were raised by a grandparent. And as for Grandma Betty, who inspired all this?
You know, I think without it, I couldn't just depend on friends and family all the time to get me here and there.
She's just proud of her grandson.
Works out really well.
It does.
Yeah.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.